project itself would apply across the entire White River National Forest. And right now, the NEPA process is in the scoping period during which the Forest Service will determine, you know, whether to conduct an environmental impact statement, an environmental assessment, or, you know, categorically exclude it. We certainly think it deserves a full environmental impact statement, and actually feel like it, the project itself should probably be paused or shelved until the Forest Service more thoroughly develops the science around this type of project.
Tell us about this project.
So this project would authorize, you know, clear cutting and burning on 375,000 acres of aspen forests for decades to come across the entire White River National Forest. So that's, you know, the Forest Service land stretching from Summit County, Eisenhower Tunnel, all the way through Vail and Eagle into the Roaring Fork Valley, north up into the Flat Tops, and, you know, continuing west, essentially to Rifle. So it's a huge area and it's a huge project.
Okay. Well, first of all, Wilderness Workshop's complaint is that this proposal violates the National Environmental Policy Act in terms of site-specific analysis. Talk about this.
So, you know, the National Environmental Policy Act, the goal of it is to really, you know, gather input from the public, from individuals and from organizations like ours, and for those folks to be able to provide specific comments on the project, lay out their concerns. And the way the Forest Service has structured this project, it makes it really, really difficult to understand where the clear cutting and burning might occur, when that would happen. There's no, you know, maps with a line drawn around a chunk of aspen saying, hey, we're going to do, you know, a clear cut in this area. We're going to do a prescribed burn in this area. So folks can't really tell if this project would impact areas they care a lot about. So one of our biggest concerns is that the Forest Service really needs to do what we call site-specific analysis, where they say, here's the area we're going to conduct burning or cutting on, and then give the public a chance to weigh in on that and share their concerns and thoughts.
You're also concerned about roads?
This project would authorize construction of new roads. One of the biggest ones there, of course, is that the project doesn't detail where exactly those roads would occur. But we're especially concerned about potential impacts to the cave and karst resources that are often found in aspen forests and impacts on wildlife habitat.
I noticed that the resource management plan that this project is based on is about 19 years old. It's the 2002 resource management plan, and, you know, it says these treatments are meeting goals and objectives and strategies, and those are 20 years old. Is that a concern?
It is, and probably one of our biggest concerns about that and about the project in general is that that resource management plan did very little, if any, analysis about climate. The Biden-Harris administration has made climate a centerpiece of their work and has instructed, you know, all agencies to look at the impacts of climate change and how their actions are affecting our climate. And, you know, our take is that this project is essentially getting out ahead of those of that direction from the administration, and that until it's a lot clearer how the Forest Service is going to analyze the climate impacts of a project like this, you know, they simply shouldn't be conducting it. You know, this would have a huge impact on our forests and likely an impact on our climate. And there just hasn't been the time and analysis done to really know what those will be.
So it sounds to me that's why you're suggesting they shelve the project.
Exactly.
Well, Will Rausch of Wilderness Workshop, thanks very much for taking the time to explain what appears to be a large and convoluted aspen treatment proposal from the White River National Forest.
For sure. Thank you, Amy.